earth, and sky.
The fundamental control on sea level change is how much ice is locked up in the polar ice sheets.
You're listening to Earth scientist Terry Wilson.
And so if they are indeed losing their mass, that is going into the oceans and causing sea level to rise, which is of great societal relevance right now, particularly given the evidence for global warming.
Dr. Wilson is part of a research project called PoleNet. The project uses GPS and seismic sensors to record the movement of ice and bedrock in Antarctica, the continent of the South Pole. Wilson explained why it's important to monitor the solid bedrock beneath Antarctic ice, and not just the ongoing melting of the ice itself.
It's kind of simple conceptually. If you pile a load of ice on the surface of the Earth, even though most people think of it as static and solid, in fact, it bends under the weight of the ice. If you take that ice off the top, it bends back up, which is what we call rebound.
How much the bedrock rebounds, said Wilson, can help determine how much ice there was before. She said this technique can help determine how much ice has been lost.
It's very significant to work this out now so we can get a better handle on predicting future behavior of the ice sheet.
You've been listening to Terry Wilson of Ohio State University. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.